Spirits fallen, wind bind a bone. Wind like this, full of voices. Ancestry howling at you. You bring stories. All voices tied up into one. One voice different. One voice whispering out there, spying from the dark. That fanny devil called Georgie himself. Now you hear up close, and I'll yarn you about the first time we met.
And thus it was that I made the acquaintance of Dr. Henry Goose, the man I hoped might cure me of my affliction.
Have you lost something?
Question one. What secret in Six Miss report would be worth killing him for? Question two, is it reasonable to believe that they would kill again to protect that secret? And if so, question three, what the fuck am I doing here?
While my extensive experience as an editor has led me to a disdain for flashbacks and flash forwards and all such tricksy gimmicks, I believe that if you, dear reader, can extend your patience for just a moment, you will find there is a method to this tale of madness.
My dearest Sixsmith, I shot myself through the roof of my mouth this morning with Vivian Eyre's Luger. A true suicide is a paced, disciplined certainty. People pontificate suicide is a coward's act. Couldn't be further from the truth. Suicide takes tremendous courage.
Any problem, sir? You just hit this button.
Thank you. On behalf of my ministry and the future of unanimity, I would like to thank you for this final interview.
Expect some trouble?
I was Dermot Hoggie's publisher, not his shrink or his astrologer. And the ruddy bloody truth is, I had no idea what the man was going to do that night.
This beach was once a cannibal's banqueting hall, where the strong gorged on the weak, but the teeth, sir, they spat out like you or I would expel a cherry stick. Do you know the price a quarter pound of these will earn?
Remember, this is not an interrogation or a trial. Your version of the truth is all that matters.
Truth is singular. Its versions are mistruths.
Don't let them say I killed myself for love. Had my infatuations, but we both know in our hearts who is the sole love of my short, bright life.
Mr. Ewing, as binding a covenant there can ever be between men, outside the province of Scripture.
Thank you, Reverend Horrocks. I know my father-in-law is profoundly excited about this deal.
Pascal Moore is a great man. Future generations depend on men like him, men capable of speaking the truth.
Quite.
I first encountered Haskell Moore's writing. Its perspicuity struck me as though delivered through divine revelation. The learned doctor here and I have already spent many a night debating Stamore's Tractus.
I'm only willing to concede that he makes a compelling case as to why we are sitting here, enjoying this divine lamb, while Kupaka stands there, content to serve.
Indeed, indeed. Kupaka, you enjoy your life here with us, do you not?
Oh, yes, Reverend, sir. Kupaka very happy here.
You see, this is Moore's Ladder of Civilization. The reason behind this natural order.
Please just do shut up. I've been listening to this for weeks. I would love to know what his own son-in-law has to say about it.
Let's see. It is an inquiry concerning God's will and the nature of man.
And what does he have to say about the nature of women?
I'm afraid that's a subject he prefers to pass by in silence.
He wouldn't be the first.
Pray, Mr. Ewing, continue.
Well, the question he does pose is, if God created the world, how do we know what things we can change and what things must remain sacred and inviolable?
Reverend Horrocks, real specific how to run plantation. Georgian way, best way, he say.
See, this is unbearable. How do they take it?
Reverend Horrocks say, slaves like camel, bred for desert. He say, they not feel heat like civilized folk.
Now we should get you out of the sun.
So what? What is that noise?
It is as I suspected. Gusano Kokos are dead. That enormous the Polynesian worm once saw a man's brain after the worm had finished with him. It's a maggoty cauliflower. But have no fear. This particular devil and I are well acquainted. Here we go. Well, for starters, he would have died.
I shall find a way to repay you.
Oh, unnecessary, I assure you. I am a doctor, Adam. A tiger cannot change its stripes.
Sixsmith, I do hope you will be able to find it in your heart to forgive me.
Mr. Frobisher? Mr. Robert Frobisher? Management would like a word with you, please, sir. Mr. Frobisher, open this door, please. We do know you're in there, Mr. Frobisher. Please comply. The letter is being drafted to your father, sir.
I hated leaving you like that. Wasn't the goodbye I'd had in mind. By the time you read this, I will be on my way to Edinburgh. On my way to fame and fortune. I know you haven't heard of him, but trust me, Vivian Ayres is one of the musical greats, Sixsmith. The tragedy is that he hasn't produced any new work in years due to illness. My scheme is to persuade him to hire me as his amanuensis. and aid him in the creation of a masterpiece before shooting up through the musical firmament, eventually obliging Pater to admit that, yes, the son he disinherited is none other than Robert Frobisher, the greatest British composer of his time. I know, Sixsmith, you groan and shake your head, but you smile too, which is why I love you. P.S. Thanks for the waistcoat. I needed something of yours to keep me company.
St. George and the Dragon. Reminds me that composing is a crusade. Sometimes you slay the dragon, sometimes the dragon slays you. All right, then. A Frobisher, is it? I trust Macarius taught you enough to be useful. I've had this little melody of a viola rattling about my head for months. Let's see if you can get it down.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Subtle grace note before the third.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Soft and simple. Got it? Now it gets interesting.
Da, 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 da.
Good. Play that back.
Would love to, sir. What key are we in?
What key? G minor, of course.
And the time signature?
For Christ's sake, did you hear it or not?
Just need a little more time.
You need? My dear boy, who is working for whom here?
I apologize, sir.
Are you an amanuensis or an apologist? Now, pay attention. 3-4 changes to 4-4 on the fourth bar and back to 3-4 on bar 5, if you can count that high. Crotchet G, pause for a quaver, repeat G quaver, then E flat on the downbeat. Ta-lilia, da-da-da-da, and so on. All right, let me hear it. Me. You must have misheard me. I said I had a melody, not a malady.
Vivian?
Jocasta, deliver me.
What's going on in here?
An exercise in futility.
Should I be introduced?
There's really no point. The boy's as useful as the clad. Fortunately, he'll be much easier to get rid of. Would you be a dear and get Henry to show the boy out?
Yes, of course, darling.
Past life thing or a future life thing, but you know, it's you and me.
Look, for the last hour, all I could think about was throwing you off your balcony.
I mean, who the hell do you think you are? You write a bullshit column for a fucking rag.
Elevator! Thank you. I need to know the age of chivalry isn't dead. Power outage. Perfect ends to a perfect.
still glad the Angel Shiver isn't dead.
I'd still rather be right here than back up there.
Yes, Mr. Capon isn't everyone's cup of tea.
Guys like that are just an occupational hazard.
You were interviewing him?
Yeah, for Spyglass magazine. Louisa Ray.
Rufus Sixsmith. Ray. You wouldn't happen to be related to the journalist Lester Ray?
Yeah. He was my father.
Really? He must have been enormously proud of you, following in his footsteps.
Mm.
That's her. My niece, Megan.
She's lovely.
A born physicist with a better mind for mathematics than I ever had. Did her PhD at Cambridge, a woman at Keyes. Gives you hope for the world.
It's hot. And we're still here.
That's a very peculiar birthmark.
Yeah. My little comet. My mother swore it was cancer. She wanted me to get it removed, but I don't know. I kind of like it.
I knew someone who had a birthmark that was similar to that.
Really? Who was it?
Someone I cared about very much. A hypothetical question for you, Miss Ray. As a journalist, what price would you pay to protect a source?
Any.
Prison?
If it came to that, yes.
Would you be prepared to compromise your safety?
My father braved booby-trap marshes and the wrath of generals for his journalistic integrity. What kind of daughter would I be if I bailed when things got a little tough?
Saved.
That's it!
You sure you don't need a cab?
No, I've got my car. Well, you know, if there's ever something I can do for you, please give me a call.
Thank you, I will.
Bye.
It was the night of the Lemon Prizes. And amidst all that forced jollity, I recall a moment of introspection. Why? Why would anyone in their right mind choose to be a publisher? This was the precise moment that Dermot found me.
Oi, Timothy.
Ah, Dermot.
Bad news inexorably does.
Fucking waste.
Never forget Herman Melville writes a ripping yarn about a big white whale which is summarily dismissed, and yet today it is lugged around in the backpacks of every serious student of literature in the world.
I don't give a fuck what happens when I'm dead. I want people to buy me book now.
Well, as your publisher, obviously nothing would make me happier. But sadly, for whatever reason, Knuckle Sandwich has yet to connect to its audience.
You want a reason? I'll give you a reason. Right there.
Oh, you mean Mr. Finch?
Phoenix fucking Finch. The contact shadow over me book is... Pansy fucking magazine.
It wasn't that bad.
No! Mr. Huggins should apologize to the trees fell for the making of his bloated autobiographical novel. 400 vague glorious pages expire in an ending that is flat and inane beyond belief.
Steady now, darling. What is a critic but one who reads quickly, arrogantly, but never wisely?
Dermot.
gentlemen, we have an additional award tonight, fellow book fairies. An award for most eminent critic, Mr. Oh, beg pardon, Sir Felix Fitch, O.B.E.
And what might my prize be, I wonder? A signed copy of an unpulped knuckle sandwich. Can't be many of those left. Well? Just what does that leadless pencil you call an imagination have in mind to end this scene?
I think you're gonna love this one. Now that's an ending that is flattening and beyond belief.
My thoughts? If I'm honest, I admit that the obvious emotions like shock and horror flew as Finch had, here and gone.
Tequila, couple of fingers.
While deep down, I experienced a nascent sense of a silver lining to this most tragic turn. Overnight, Dermot Dusty Hoggins became a cult hero to the common man. A knuckle sandwich shifted 90,000 copies in less than 2 months. I was, for the briefest of moments, Cinderella, and all memory of past misfortune receded in the rearview mirror, my dream come true.
What the fuck?
M.O.T. Cavendish, I presume.
Caught with your cacks down.
My office hours are 11 to 2, and my secretary will be more than happy to schedule an appointment if you so desire.
Friends like us don't need appointments.
We like it all cosy like this.
Is it a Dermot in the joint?
Our brother's got a question for you.
Where's our fucking money?
Boys, look here. Dermot signed what we call a copyright transfer contract, which means that legally...
Dermot didn't sign no fucking contract for the event of the fucking season!
We could moot a provisional sum as a basis for ongoing negotiation.
Okie dokie. What sum we gonna moot?
50k a deal for starters.
50 sounds reasonable.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon?
Cash.
No bollocks.
No checks.
Old-fashioned money.
Gentlemen, the law says...
The law?
What'd the law do for Felix fucking Finch?
Ordinarily, I begin by asking prisoners to recall their earliest memories, to provide a context for the Copocratic historians of the future.
Fabricants have no such memories, archivist. One 24-hour cycle in Papa Song's is identical to every other.
May I say you speak consumer surprisingly well?
Unanimity is every wundery. Hangai zana vachi wapendani tuan.
As an officer of unanimity, I am, of course, restricted from using subspeak.
Of course.
Please describe a typical 24-hour Papa Song cycle.
At hour 4, each server is awoken by auto-stimuli. From revival, we proceed to the hygiene. After dressing, we file into the diner. At hour 5, we man our stations to greet the new day's consumers.
Welcome to Papasong.
For the next 19 hours, we input orders, pay food, vend drinks, upstock condiments, wipe tables, and bin garbage. All done in strict adherence to First Catechism.
What is the First Catechism?
Honor thy consumer. After the final cleaning, we imbibe one subsack, then return to our sleep box. That is the blueprint of every single day.
Did you ever think about the future?
Papa, some servers have just one possible future.
You mean exaltation? Could you describe this annual rite of passage?
On first day, Siri would stamp a star on each of our collars. 12 stars meant an end to our contract.
How did you feel when you watched one of your sisters ascend?
Excitement. I was happy for them, but envious as well.
Did your sister servers feel as you did?
Most of them.
I would like to ask about the infamous Yuna 939.
Sonia
939 woke you. Who woke her?
Siri.
Why would a seer wake a server?
Perhaps you should ask him, Archivist. What's wrong with him?
He drinks soap. It makes him happy. And he sleep like us in our box. Do you ever think about what it must be like up there with the consumers? Third Catechism forbids such questions. Yes, it does. Come, let me show you.
You could have been excised. How did you justify such a risk to yourself?
She was my friend.
Please describe the events of September 18th from your perspective.
I was stationed at Pedestal 1.
I will not be subjected to criminal abuse.
Thank you.
this life of rotted luck ain't no Smiley Samyani. And rare's time I ever fessed the secret of Slusha's Hallow. Adam, my bro by law, and his son and me be trekking back from Honakaha Market. Was Adam's custom to kowtow his ancestry with offerings and honorings. Sudden wise, that fangy devil's eyes, I felt him.
Who there?
Oh, darky spot you're in, friend.
Oh, George.
Ain't no blade can protect you from the true truth.
Pa.
Jonas, go. Go, go. Zachary! Zachary!
Valley whispering about the blood of Adam and his son on my hands. The Rose and Katkin never believed no urine and stood by me.
Uncle Zach, look!
Yeah, I see him.
Prescience come bartering twice a year. Their ships creep crawling on waves, just floating on a smart of the old ones.
Bart will be starting soon.
Yeah. You must go find your ma. What are you doing?
Massaging the mask and Lucius. Say, I gotta keep eyes on you.
You mind me while I mind the goats. I see. Stump is, who's gonna mind your ma at the barter? She got no tongue for haggling, not like you and me.
She all right?
Swear by. Be home for supping.
Why words slink and slide off a tongue when we need them most? If my tongue been more bold, could I have stopped all that diresome's about to happen?
Look at that!
This my big bro I yarning about.
What's what, sis?
Special guest hosting. Thank you for the kind some host on my valley stay.
I ain't yet said this, Rose.
Others say so a gift of great honor.
She can be hosting then.
I bring you gifts, Zachary.
Need no gifts from a stranger. Now, kin and bros and half-strangers, yea, even the abbess, all come knocking the gaping wonderment like Sami herself was sitting in our kitchen. Questions about prescience and the woesome ship port thick and fast.
How your ship's sliding glass so silencing?
Fusion engines.
No one queried what fusion engines was, because they didn't want to look stupid front of the gathering.
Fusion engines.
True word it was, Marinum answered the questions, but no answer ever quenched your curio. All of that answering done was teach everyone to not trust her. Nay, not a fee.
She's got secrets.
exactly buried.
Sorry, son, for waking you up. It's a dream. Something dies, something's going to happen.
Come in, come in.
Oh, that song may guide your heart. I come here, Lois. I'm praying for you. George is hungering for your soul.
Oh, I know it.
Spit in Cassandra's dream. Bridge broken, I below. And the bleeding can't let go. Enemy sleeping, don't slit that throat.
An augment.
Zachary, trust. Her warning with you. Nail it to your memory.
Thank you. Thank you, soap overdose. It is unfortunate that it had to happen with everything going so well. Because now it is probable that the enforcers and the DNA sniffers will find out about you. And if they do, if they realize your connection to Unit 939, you will be excised. But you have a choice. You can remain here and risk being discovered. You can come with me.
There away, boy.
Friday the 15th. We may sail with the morning tide. Mr. Borhar, I've had my cabin changed. I have been quarantined to a storeroom away from the other passengers and crew. Henry argued in vain that the Polynesian worm is not contagious. Hardly matters. All I want to do now is return home and unburden myself of this responsibility.
My dear Sixsmith, I am in desperate need of your help. After my last letter, I'm sure you're rushing to pack your bags, but you needn't, really. Unless, of course, you wish to witness the rebirth of Robert Frobisher. Is it not miraculous how one's fortune can turn so quickly, so completely? One moment leaping from a hotel window, the next gainfully employed by one of the world's greatest living composers. My only problem is that I accidentally got hooked on a journal written in 1849 by a dying lawyer during a voyage from a Pacific Isle to San Francisco. To my great annoyance, the pages cease mid-sentence. Half the book is missing. It's completely killing me. Could you be a mention when your next foraging at Otto's Books make an inquiry? A half-finished book is, after all, a half-finished love affair.
And then we will take some questions. America loves oil. America is addicted to oil. Some fantasize about wind turbines or pig gas. But I'm here today to tell you that the cure for oil is right here. The cure is nuclear power. The cure is Swanaki.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Ray. I'm frightfully sorry for calling at this hour.
Dr. Sixsmith.
I need help.
I need £50,000, not £2,000, £50,000.
I can go through it again, Mr. Cavendish, but the total's right. £2,343.16.
How is this possible? The ruddy money was pouring in.
Debts mostly, Mr. Cavendish. Solvency has its drawbacks.
The situation looked dire, but I knew that Timothy Cavendish's capital in this town could not be defined by an accountant's balance sheet.
McCluskey! Look, how those delightful kiddies of yours.
My chef is Cavendish the Ravenous. Your favorite Timothy.
Monsieur? You heard correctly. Charles Dickens' own original authentic writing desk for £60,000. I think that's very fair.
But our records indicate that the desk is already accounted for by the Dickens House Museum.
Okay, what about Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's desk?
In the darkness, I suddenly saw the light. Blood has always trumped water. If the Hawkins' boots wanted to turn this into a family affair, they'd find the Cavendish clan more than ready for the task at hand.
Oh, Satan's gonads, not again. Look, just bugger off and leave us in peace. I'm only going to ask you nicely once.
Good to see you, Denny.
I'm not lending you a ruddy farthing till you pay back the last lot. Why? Why should I be forever giving you handouts?
Denny, I've had a minor run-in with the wrong sort. If I don't get my hands on £60,000, I'm going to take an awful beating.
Well, get them to video it for us, would you? Now, fuck off.
I'm not joking, Denham.
Why is this my problem?
Because we're brothers. Don't you have a conscience?
A couple of my special little pills and a G&T should set me right.
Denny, help. Please?
Then who are you talking to?
Hello, Georgette.
Hello, Timothy.
All right. What, 60 grand? It's going to take some time, but in the interim, I've got the perfect place for you to hide.
I have begun to fear I may never hold my beloved Tilda in my arms again. A parasite writhes at night, igniting spasms of pain. While visions and voices obscene and monstrous haunt me.
Stay. Oh, God!
Stay enough here.
No harm, no shout. Please, my name, Otua. You know I. You see Maori whip I. You know I.
What do you want?
You help, Mr. Yui. If you not help, are you in trouble, Dad?
Well, you're already very much in trouble, Dad. The Prophetess is a mercantile vessel, not an underground railroad for escaping slaves.
I be able to see men. I earn passage.
Well, then I suggest you surrender to the captain's mercies. Well,
no. They no hear I. This is swim away home, nigger, and throw I in drink. You low man, I. Please, Captain, hear you, Mr. You.
I can't help you. I'm afraid your fate is entirely your own. I desire no part in it.
Then kill I.
Don't be absurd.
If you no help, you kill I just the same is true. You know it. I ain't be no fish food, Mr. Yuri. Die here better. Do it. Do it quick.
Found an old transway marker, Captain. It's got to be the right mountain. The problem is, the valley people are afraid of it. They think the devil lives up there. I can't find anybody to guide me through the Kona territory.
Marinim. You're not. Every day you're out there, you increase your rat levels. This dream of yours is going to kill you. And for what? The off-world colonies may no longer exist.
I gotta go, Captain.
Thank you for coming. I'm in 1404.
Dr. Sixsmith? Dr. Sixsmith? Is Louisa? Right now, call the police.
My dear Sixsmith, you alone could understand how I'm feeling right now. Today, Ayres and I presented our first collaboration to Thaddeus Kesselring, Ayres' favorite conductor who arrived from Berlin. It's called Eternal Recurrence. Wish you could hear it. It's the most accomplished tone poem I know of, written since the war, and I tell you, Sixsmith, that more than a few of its best ideas are mine.
It's our time of life, Ayres. A man has no right to such daring ideas.
I suppose I've won a rearguard action or two in my war against decrepitude.
Dinner of pheasant and Bordeaux, rich as buttercream. How I love to listen to men of distinguished lives sing of past follies and glories. The only broken note in the entire evening was Ayres' wife, Jocasta, excusing herself early. Sensed a buried bone. Later, I asked Ayres about it. He said Kesselring had introduced Jocasta to him. I cried. Had Kesselring been in love with her? The subject was a prickly one.
Jocasta was a Jew. So obviously, a relationship was impossible.
Why, obviously?
Can you really be so ignorant of what is happening in Germany?
At this point in my life, all I know, Sixsmith, is that this world spins from the same unseen forces that twist our hearts.
How's it, Zachary?
Femwise.
Man some company?
Nay. But goats and silly wise herders ain't known for our how's it and temper.
Feeling at owning you a real cowtail. Pervading your house with no say so. True Saracen.
Fuck it. Dumb as not.
So, you minding a stranger querying about your trident?
Swap you. Query for query.
Thereby.
Cog, you ain't come to learn stitching and milking or herding. Why you here?
I needed a guide.
Guide? To what?
Man is soul.
Picture broken, I'm below.
What's wrong?
Thank you.
cross and recross our old tracks like figure skaters. And just as I was reading a new submission, a powerful deja vu ran through my bones. I had been here before. Another lifetime ago. Ursula. The love of my life. I could think of no other serious applicants. What had happened to her? And more importantly, what had happened to the young man who had ridden this same train composing sonnets to his soul-bound love?
How could it come true, Abbas? Broke bridge, just like you say. Mirroring him where they're yibbering about, trekking up Mount of Soul. What is this precious woman come cussing and twisting up my life?
Mind the words of Sanmi. Our lives are not our own. From womb to tomb, we are bound to others. Past and present. And by each crime and every kindness, we birth our future.
Out you come. This may be the biggest mistake of my life, but here.
Thank you, Mr. Hugh. Thank you.
Now, to tell the truth, I was worried you might try and eat me if you didn't get something in that stomach.
Well, you're safe, Mr. Hugh. And I like regiment.
Oh. But before I decide what I'm going to do with you, tell me why you were being whipped so savagely.
My uncle was a sailor. He took me on a French whaler when I was 10 years old. I seen too much of the world. And no good slave.
Why did you look at me?
Pain strong, eh? Friends, I'm more strong.
You are a runaway slave, and I am a lawyer. How do you imagine we could possibly be friends?
What do you need?
Jesus, Javier Gomez, what did I tell you about jumping onto my balcony?
Why do you leave the door open if you don't want me to come in?
Because, smarty pants, the only thing worse than having you jump onto my balcony is the idea of you jumping onto my balcony and being stuck out there.
Okay. What are you reading?
Just old letters.
Sixsmith. The plot has taken a sensual turn. Last week, Jocasta and I became lovers. But don't alarm yourself. It is only a carnal act performed in service. Not unlike my role as amanuensis. And I confess, women's hearts, like their desire, remain a mystery to me. Afterward, she cried and thanked me for bringing life back into their home, making it clear that Vivian had been there the entire night, between us like the silence between notes that holds the key to all music. P.S. Best news of all. I've started my own work.
Written by a man named Robert Frobisher.
Oops. Busted. I know I shouldn't be playing it. I was checking it to make sure it wasn't scratched. But honestly, I just can't stop listening to it.
This is the Cloud Atlas Sextet?
The symphony.
I think I heard this before.
I can't imagine how. I doubt there's more than a
handful of copies in all of North America.
But I know it. I know it.
Before I realized it, my feet had borne me back to the Temple of Sacrifice, where I offered up my virginity. Back to those 4 days of paradise when Ursula's mater and pater slipped off to Greece for a long weekend. Or so we thought.
Ursula!
Sir, madam, I assure you this is completely innocent.
Two sprained ankles, one cracked rib. Official cause of accident listed on the hospital form, pussy. What were the chances that she still lived in this house? And yet, there she was. Ursula. Why had I never returned her calls or letters? Shame, spinelessness, hallmarks of the Cavendish clan. I realized I had a choice. I could slink off and continue as planned, or I could go boldly to the door and discover what hope, if any, lay within.
I best come quick, it's the Bailey girl.
Kraken?
Aye, she dying.
The scorpion fish. He just says she'd be gone by sundown.
In right, in fair, but nothing to be done.
Be very still. Termination charge. Here. Just enough to blow carotid.
Scorpionfish. You can save her. Yes, Speshmont and that gift bag would have saved her. That's a true.
President Council swear by special order. Say, I can't go play Lady Sunmi for every fate twisty wrong and flick fingers make right.
I'm just a stupid goat herder, but I caught you killing Kekin by not acting. Just as if I left you up on that bridge, you'd cone a meat. If a prescient be laying with poison melting her heart and lungs. If it be your kin, what's a present life worth more than a valley's man? I'll take you to Montessault. I know the way. If you save Catkin, I will guide you through the devil's door if that's where you want to go.
While the past may call to us with the enchantment of a siren, better, I believed, to stay the course set by dear brother Denny.
Just sign right here.
And tomorrow, life could begin afresh.
This way.
Tides keep rising at their present rate. Neo-Sol will also be underwater in 100 years.
Your food is in here. It's not what you're used to, but I think you will like it. This is your bed. These are your clothes.
Mine, but these are pure blood clothes.
No, they are yours.
Did you know he was Union?
No, but it wouldn't have mattered.
Why not?
Because it was the first time a pureblood had shown me kindness.
Mama, I'm hungry.
Do you like them? You look lovely. Yes. Come here. Now this used to play vidis, but the chip is corrupted. Stuck in a loop, so I digited and found the rest of it.
The rest of it?
What the hell are you doing in my room? Keys? Go walkies. Let's give these to Miss Judd for safekeeping, shall we? Leave my things alone, you pilfering cow. Because you're new, I shall not make you eat soap powder this time. Be warned, I do not stand for offensive language in Aurora House, not from anyone. And I never make idle threats, Mr. Cavendish. Never.
I told you how I ruddy well like you, thief. Make me eat soap powder. I'd like to see you try. Oh, good bloody hell.
A disappointing start.
Is this some sort of kinky S&M hotel?
I am Nurse Noakes. You do not wish to cross me.
Get us back to the door. I am so sorry to keep you waiting. I know it's a Merz.
Ray. Louisa Ray, Spyglass Magazine.
Right, right. Louisa, this is Joe Napier. He's our security chief. I was surprised to get your query. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a feisty magazine, but...
Anything you need, sir, just let me know.
Will do. Guys, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. See you. Yeah.
Our editor's trying to spice things up a little bit. He says the public wants more substance, so...
Oh, probably just a fad. come on, follow me. Let's start you with the chicken ranch.
That is where we keep the eggheads.
Say hello to Nemo.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Cavendish. Feeling super this morning?
No, I checked in last night believing that Aurora House was a hotel. My brother made the booking, you see. His idea of a practical joke. But listen... You have a bigger problem closer to home. There's some demented bitch calling herself Noakes, rampaging about the place, impersonating a chambermaid. But the point is this. She struck me, and she stole my keys. Right? I'll need those keys back straight away.
Aurora House is your home now, Mr. Cavendish. Your signature authorizes us to apply.
Signature?
The custody document you signed last night. Your residency papers.
Oh, no, that was the hotel register. Oh, never mind, it's all academic. Oh, this is going to make a heck of a dinner party story.
Most of our guests get cold feet on their first mornings.
My keys, please.
Residents are...
No, not a ruddy resident!
You'll find temper tantrums won't help you at Aurora House.
You're breaking the ruddy... Anti-Incarceration Act or some ruddy thing. And I will not be subjected to criminal abuse.
I will not be
subjected to criminal abuse.
Outside, fat snowflakes are falling on slate roofs. Like Soldier Edson, laboring in Vermont, I shall beaver away in exile. Unlike Solzhenitsyn, I shan't be alone.
Off somewhere?
You bet I am. To the land of the living. Soylent Green is people! Soylent Green is made of people!
Oi! Get back here, you! Oi!
You keep away from me or I'll be forced to name you in the police report as an accomplice!
I have better things to do than this!
Take your head and do them, you bloody sodding stone soldier!
Right! Die and take them off me, you bloody, bloody, motherfucker!
You can maintain power over people as long as you give them something. Rob a man of everything, and that man will no longer be in your power.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, 20th century philosopher, complete works banned by unanimity. How do you know about him?
Had you? But, Sia-chan...
Please, you must call me Heju.
Heju? Fabricants can be excised for this.
Survival often demands our courage.
Knowledge is a mirror, and for the first time in my life, I was allowed to see who I was and who I might become.
Go clean the head.
Good morning, Captain.
You can help it remain so, Quilcock, by buggering off.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do that, sir. If I was, I would be unable to inform you of the stowaway that I have discovered in my...
Stowaway?
I assure you that this Moriarty had no choice. Now, he has sworn to me that he is a first-class, able-bodied seaman, capable of earning passage if only given the chance.
Stowaway? This is stowaway, even if he shits over nuggets.
Did he ever explain anything to you?
He told me their goal was the creation of a free-willed fabricant. Yuna had failed. I was their last hope.
I have to say, if all lady journalists look like you, I might start to take this women's lib thing more seriously.
Well, I'm sure they can use your support.
Nice. Okay, you wait here, and I will go and find someone smarter who can walk you through the details of some of your questions.
Bloody hell is this? Have you any idea what time it is?
Denny, it's me, Tim.
Where are you?
I think you ruddy well know where I am.
Yeah, but residents aren't allowed access to phones.
Someone smuggle one in. Well, you know the rules.
I help write them, Timmy. I have been a principal investor in Aurora House for 12 years.
It's incredibly lucrative. You can't believe what people will pay to lock up their parents.
Look, Den, you've had your fun. I think it's high time you put an end to this little game of yours.
No, Timmy. My fun has just begun.
What are you talking about? I'm your brother. Why are you doing this to me?
I think a better question in this instance would be,
What have you done to deserve this?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, come now, dear brother, don't insult me. You can't think that I didn't know about you and Georgette.
Georgette? Look, Dan, I didn't mean to hurt you.
I'm afraid your penance has come due, Timbo. It's time to account for your crimes.
Dan, I'm so, so sorry.
No, there's no need to apologise. Your exile is more than enough reparation.
Well, I do have my fingers crossed for a scenario involving you, Nurse Snokes, and a broom handle. Cheerio, Timmy. Bye-bye now. Sends his love.
I would like to ask about the night of your arrest.
I remember listening to his heartbeat. Your heart beats much slower than ours. There is a gentleness to the sound. I find it comforting.
Ian, what time is it?
I don't know. Who cares? I've heard a melody, boy. For violin. Quick. Find a pen. I heard it in a dream. I was in a nightmarish cafe. Blaring, bright lights. But underground and no way out. And the waitresses... they all had the same face. There was music playing. But unlike any music I've ever heard in my life. It began... Wait. It was so clear a minute ago. Help me, Robert. Help me. It's slipping away. I've lost it.
It'll come to you, sir. The minute you stop trying to find it, it'll find you.
You are naive, Robert.
I'm anything but.
There's a gulf between these chairs.
What you want is no different from what I want. The gulf is an illusion. How do I describe that night, Sixsmith? What had happened between Vivian and I transcended language. It was music that poured from his eyes, that breathed from his lips. Music as beautiful as any I have ever heard.
What are you doing in here?
Your name, boy?
Atua.
Sir. This Christian gentleman, who knows nothing about ships, tells me that you're a first-class sailor. Very well. Let's see you lower the main top. Mr. Roderick, my bottle is empty.
Sir, you gave me your word, Captain. Please, you can't do this.
Nobody tells me what I can and cannot do on my own ship, especially when it concerns nigger stowaways.
To our crew. Sure he earns his keep.
Mr. Hooks. Found her. She was in the chem labs looking for the bathroom.
Ah. Well, perfect. Then why don't you take over from here, Sax? You know, introduce our little tribe and guide Ms. Ray through the tower.
The funny thing is, I'm not even supposed to be here. I was meant to be in Seoul, but the air traffic controller strike screwed everything up, so now I'm on the pond jumper tonight. You ever think the universe is against you?
All the time. Mm. You mind?
I'm cool.
You seem nervous, Isaac. Do I make you nervous?
No. Actually, just the opposite.
Are you going to tell me why you covered for me?
Freedom, the fatuous jingle of our civilization. But only those deprived of it have the barest inkling of what it really is.
Much disagreement on what should be done with you. The corporocrats want you euthanized as a deviant. The manufacturers demanding a period of study. The psychogenomicists are screaming for an immediate cerebral vivisection. However, the problem you create is a political one. Which means you're my problem. Intriguing to imagine that beneath these perfectly engineered features are thoughts that terrify the whole of unanimity. I'm not afraid of such thoughts because I do not fear the truth. There's a natural order to this world, Fabricant, and the truth is this order must be protected. In inform the archivist. Prepare her for excisement.
Yes, sir.
Sir? Can you tell me what happened to Hedger Chain?
Killed, I was told.
And excitement's really, Adam, it's far too much. You need to rest.
I had a girlfriend once. She kept trying to get me to read Carlos Castaneda. You ever read any of that shit?
Oh, yeah.
But the relationship was doomed. Every time she brought up any of that karma, past life stuff, I couldn't stop myself from laughing. And yet, I can't explain it. But I knew when I opened that door, they destroyed most of the copies of the report.
Most?
There's no good choice here, is there? If I help you, I can lose my job. Or worse. If I don't, a lot of people will. It'll be worse than worse.
You have to do whatever you can't not do. Something praying on you, Zachary.
You really ain't fear about meeting old Georgie on the summit?
More scared about the weather than any devil.
You cog, he's real. Who tripped the fall, if not old Georgie?
Choo-choo. Olden's.
This is a rope of smoke. Olden's got the smart. They mastered sickened seeds. Make miracles. Fly across the sky.
True. All true. But they got something else. A hunger in their hearts. Hunger is stronger than all they smart.
Hunger? For what?
Hunger for more.
Belief, like fear or love, is forced to be understood as we understand the theory of relativity and principles of uncertainty, phenomena that determine the course of our lives. Yesterday, my life was headed in one direction. Today, it is headed in another. Yesterday, I believed I would never have done what I did today. These forces that often remake time and space, that can shape and alter who we imagine ourselves to be, begin long before we are born and continue after we perish. Our lives and our choices, like quantum trajectories, are understood moment to moment. At each point of intersection, each encounter suggests a new potential direction. Proposition: I have fallen in love with Louisa Ray. Is this possible? I just met her, and yet I feel like something important has happened to me.
it. The music from my dream.
Working on this piece for weeks now, and I suspect you heard it and incorporated it into your dream. I call it the Cloud Atlas Sextet.
This is obviously the result of our collaboration.
The Atlas, I believe, is the only thing I have done in my life that has value. Yet I know I could not have written it. I hadn't met you. There are whole movements in the Atlas that I wrote imagining us meeting again and again in different lives, in different ages.
Yes. Something as important as this cannot be described as yours or mine. It is ours.
That's exactly how I feel, Vivian. I'm sorry, I thought...
You thought what? I might fancy a little buggering from a fine young dandy like yourself.
I'll pack my bag and be gone by morning.
You'll do no such thing. You'll leave only when I say you can leave. You'll continue working on Vivian Eyre's Cloud Atlas. When it is finished, then I will decide what to do with you.
You can't keep me here. I'm leaving. Good luck with your composing. I'm sure a sterile old fuck like yourself is still capable of something completely immemorable.
I suggest you think about this, Robert. Think about reputation. Reputation is everything in our society. Yours, my disinherited reprobate, has expired. Did you not think that we would inquire about someone living under our roof? Macarius himself wrote, and I quote, "He is a prostitute whose liaisons with perverts and sodomites were commonplace in his brief and forgettable career at Keys. Lock up the silverware," unquote. Be warned. Leave here without my consent, and all the musical society will know of the degenerate Robert Frobisher. After that, even if you compose one of the greatest symphonies ever written, no one will hear it, because no one will want anything to do with you.
Two things became clear. Hanging myself from Edinburgh's flagpole was preferable to letting that parasite plunder my talents a day longer. I must complete my sextet. I can't do it here, so tonight I plan to make my escape.
jailbreak's a risky proposition. One little cock-up, and we're dangling at Her Majesty's pleasure.
Hello.
Hello. We could use code names, but truth is, I'd probably be the first to forget mine. So, Mr. Cavendish, Ernie Blacksmith. This is Mr. Meeks, and my girl, Veronica Costello.
To trust.
To trust.
I know. I know.
What about the parrot, then? If ever there was a likely songbird.
Mr. Meeks is a fine and honourable gentleman. He would never betray us.
Besides, no one's ever heard him say anything else.
I know, I know.
Question is, old man, think you're up to snuff?
Tears. You warned me. I suppose I'm as hopeless as Adam Ewing, oblivious to all the unspeakable forms lying in wait, blind to the fact his friend is poisoning him.
Darling, the idea of losing this ring distresses me beyond measure.
Don't be a silly prophet, Adam. I'm sure your wife will set your health above a gold loop. I have seen the onset of dropsy, and it is not a pretty sight. I know an excellent Spanish goldsmith who works with such alacrity that your children may not have to know this was ever removed.
Give it to me!
Get your fucking hands off my butt!
Hey, stop! You're putting your own time in yourself! You've already eaten!
You come with me! Give it to me! Gosh, come, don't you talk to me!
You better get in here.
The room stank of bitter medicine. Curiously heavy things, guns. Why did I take it exactly? Can't say. An intuition. A sense of significance. That from this point on, there was no going back.
Need no smart rope.
Yay. If you fall, I catch you.
Subs. Negative, sir. Definite illegal. Detain him for now. I'm needing a second life form.
Where?
In the truck.
Check it out.
Yes, sir.
Devil's ground now.
just once, that Offlander ain't getting to the top. Time for you to let go of that rope. You trespass. You pay the price. Now drop that rope. Drop that rope.
Foxconn 1 entering the truck.
Roger that.
Maintaining the hill.
It's her.
Are they okay, huh?
Twice in there.
You fall, I'll catch you.
Made myself clear.
Do what you want. I'm leaving.
Fine, Frobisher. Go.
I'll take this.
Give that to me.
It's mine.
I'm warning you.
Under the conditions of this relationship, I'm certainly within my legal rights.
Give it to me. Give it to me, or I swear to God I will kill you as you stand.
Please. You're a coward.
I'll do it.
You won't pull that trigger. Your kind never does.
I'm
afraid it has taken the best of
it. Oh, no. Nonsense. You mustn't give up. You must think of your beautiful wife. You must think of Tilda. Trapped in the damn way.
your ears, and they never stop a gibbering.
What is this place?
Before the fall, Olden's built dwellings beyond the sky, among the stars, and this place joined here with there.
Get snatched here.
All clear. Thank you. No sweat. We're partners. But you gotta tell me what's happening.
Okay, let me take off these clothes, call the cops, and I promise I'll tell you everything that happened in the morning.
Okay, but I hope you realize you just said exactly what every character in any decent mystery says right before they get killed.
Good night, Javier.
What do you mean down there, Alan? The old ones in Val has been praying to Son Me, not especially the same.
For me, they were different.
Different? How?
You want the true truth? This is where you live?
This is where Union was born.
Sanmi weren't no god. She died hundreds of years ago in a faraway peninsula, dead-landed now.
What?
I call Valiman's beliefs. I know a best teach you Sanmi was a miracle. Burst O'Darwin god is smart, but ain't the true true. Her life was sad and Judas'd. She died trying to change the old man's thinking.
Nay, you're lying.
The nature of our immortal lives is in the consequences of our words. And before she died, she spoke of her acts and deeds. Her words, a heart said blessing, mind me, was the truth.
How long have you listened to this? How long you just stand there and let a stranger keep fucking your beliefs up and down and in and out?
Our lives are not our own. From womb to tomb, we are bound to others. Zachary. You're right.
Finish your lesson.
If I wanted to kill you, you'd be dead. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanna talk.
Someone wanted to kill you. You'd be dead already. How's that feel, huh? Good conversation started, isn't it?
You are Lester Ray's daughter, that's for goddamn sure.
You knew my father?
Korean War. I was in the 2-1. That's me on the end. Next to your dad. The mortar landed so close it could have dropped out of my ass. If your father hadn't done what he did, I wouldn't be here.
Guess that makes two of us.
You ain't let go of that rope because you were lusting for that darkly sweet meat. I got it all now. There's a whore with her coconut skin and her sly wise mask, smiling and worming her way. So will you trust and bring her here? Skevin and Sivin, for what?
For what, fool?
They want the island. Prescience won it all. You Judas and your kin for a piece of ass. She ain't your tribe. She ain't even your color. This Jezebel ignores your yarns and ways. Spinning and spouting her woesome lies, and you lap it up like a dog in heat. You're the truth, ain't it? And do something to stop her. Take your spiker and sleep out. Protect your tribe. Protect your sister. It'll catch you. Get her now before it's too late.
They will kill you. You don't know these people like I do.
Yeah? Well, if that's all you came to tell me, you're a little bit late. Somebody just forced me off the Swanicky Bridge.
This is out of control.
Do you know who did it?
The contractor calls himself Bill Smoke. And...
What?
He got sacks.
Isaac?
A bomb on his plane. The press is blaming the PLO. He was a threat. Like Sixsmith. Like you.
I am most honored to meet you. I am General Ankur Abis, leader of Union.
Who's paying him?
Same guy that pays me.
Lloyd Hooks?
Hughes and Pike's Consulting.
I heard of them. They're lobbyists for oil companies. But why would Big Oil hire Lloyd Hooks to run a nuclear reactor?
You got that same look your father used to get. You see it, don't you?
Hooks doesn't want the report discovered because he doesn't want the reactor fixed. He wants it to fail.
This is about the future of energy in this country. They want the explosion. The chaos and carnage. The more deaths, the better.
You burn them out the true, true, and never tell them the whole truth. I need a cog, what you're doing.
I told you. I come to send a plea of help.
Help why? To steal our land? To kill and enslave us? What do you want?
For Santa dying, Zachary. Just like Catkin. This war will poison me and all my kin. We get no help, find no home off land away. I say so, Trusson. We not survive. We not survive.
as has the dogs after me. The bullet passed through, killing little more than his appetite. Yet he's out for blood. We'll have to pay the piper.
I should call the cops.
I won't help.
How do I know you're not lying to me?
Smoke will be coming for me as soon as he figures out I'm with you. We need that report. I can't protect you for long, Lars.
General Appice.
You, my dear, are proof our efforts were not in vain.
But I'm just a binary server. I was not genomed to alter reality.
No revolutionary ever was.
I'm sorry. I cannot do what you're asking.
It would be a difficult choice for anyone. But before you call your decision final, there is one last thing I would like you to see in order to fully understand what we are fighting for.
Since never returned to the valley again.
Those wishing to come with us, be welcome.
The valley is my home.
Sixsmith. I climb the steps of the Scott Monument every morning, and all becomes clear. Wish I could make you see this brightness. Don't worry. All is well. All is so perfectly, damnably well. I understand now that boundaries between noise and sound are conventions. All boundaries are conventions, waiting to be transcended. One may transcend any convention if only one can first conceive of doing so. At moments like this, I can feel your heart beating as clearly as I feel my own. And I know that separation is an illusion. My life extends far beyond the limitations of me.
Robert Frobisher is a composer. You're a composer too, aren't you, Mr. Ewing?
What do you want?
The constable asked to search my rooms. I know how hard you're working, so I told him there's no one on the third floor. It costs quite a bit of money to keep an entire floor empty.
That's all I have.
What a beautiful waistcoat.
If these letters aren't important, why do you keep reading them?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to understand something.
What?
Why do we keep making the same mistakes over and over?
Maybe you should ask Megan.
What?
Do you know Megan?
That's his niece. How do you know that?
Looks like he mailed something to her. Probably used the envelope he was keeping the letters in. Come on, Louisa. First rule of mystery writing. A good clue always leads to another clue.
When The Ghastly Ordeal of Timothy Cavendish is turned into a film, I'm thinking for the role of the hero, one part Sir Laurence Olivier, with a dash of Michael Caine.
Who the hell is this?
Dr. Conway, Aurora House. I'm covering for Dr. Up.
Oh, is this about Mother?
Yes, it is, Mr. Hotchkiss. I'm afraid you must steel yourself. I don't think she's going to last the night.
Unfortunately, it isn't a convenient time for us. Do we really need to come right now?
No, of course not. But she did ask for you specifically, and she seems quite upset about her last will.
You'll be right there.
The plan was a series of toppling dominoes that commenced with Ernie announcing my death to Nurse Noakes.
I know. Shh.
The entire ambush hinged upon the silence of Mr. Meeks.
I know.
Shh.
Mr. Cavendish? Everything all right?
Don't leave me here.
Mr. Hotchkiss, your mother is my dearest friend here. Do please hurry.
And so, adieu, which translated literally from the French means to commend before God.
Joe, I am late already. What's up?
I got a call from that reporter. Ray?
She was asking about Sixsmith.
I see.
You said she wasn't going to be a problem.
Some problems are more resilient than others, Joe.
Where's the ruddy key? They're not leaving the ignition. His wife is driving. She took it. The ruddy female took the key in with her. Oh, sweet St. Ruddy Jude, what do we do now?
Look, under the sunflower.
Yes! What is it? It's not a key. What do you do with
what
it?
What else could it be?
Well, how does it work?
Shit! Oh, no!
Well, think of something. You're the genius. You're the ruddy, ruddy genius.
We're done for.
Oh, boy. I can't even believe I agreed to do this. Is this thing working? I mean, is it even on? Can you hear me?
Just keep walking.
And one for all?
Would determine if he lives or dies.
Can I stay here?
No, you can't.
I must. Mr. Ewing saved my life. In my duty.
Listen to me, you ignorant ape. Mr. Ewing doesn't want you around him. You probably infected him to begin with. He begged me, and I quote, keep that dirty nigger away from me. So please, kindly, respect his wishes.
down.
Rita.
Going to be sorry in ways you cannot even imagine.
Fucking English bastard!
Quién eres a la policía aquí, pero hay un hombre que quiere matarme. Realmente necesitamos tu ayuda.
Are there no true Scotsmen in the house? Those there, English gallants, stamping all over my God-given rights.
These people are mine.
They've used me and my pals most direly. And we're in need of a wee bit of assistance.
All right, Paul.
I will not let you die.
Now, you just look at him, you Grebo. You can go shank your bloody sporran.
Something at the key of all him, the ultimate is to me. I thought we were friends. Unfortunately, you're wrong. Wrong. Like heart, you silly father-in-law. There is only one rule that binds all people. One governing principle that defines every relationship on God's green earth. The weak are meek, and the strong delete.
Trusted Joe.
You'll be next, you son of a bitch.
Part of the business. Enjoy your retirement.
Stop!
And don't call me a fucking nutbag.
Bob, Blask. It's absolutely simple. If it's gold on the truck, I want it. So I killed you, Mark. Get away from this building or I kill you.
Sir, you. Got to flush you with yourself. Come on, sir, you.
Rushes towards me, unable to eat or sleep. Like Ewing, the mortal coil has become a noose. But rather become music.
They believe they are going to exaltation, but they are not.
Industry demands a huge quantity of biomatter for womb tanks, but more importantly, to sustain an engineered labor force. Recycled fabricants are a cheap source of protein.
So, they feed us to ourselves. The systems to build them must be torn down. No matter if we are born in a tank or a womb, we are all pure blood. We must all fight, and if necessary, die to teach people the truth. Broadcast my revelation to the 12 states and 4 off-world colonies. 18 minutes later, the enforcers attacked.
To be
and so to know thyself is only possible through the eyes of the other. The nature of our immortal lives is in the consequences of our words. Indeed, that go on pushing themselves throughout all time.
Thank you.
Was a scientist, but he believed that love was real. A kind of natural phenomenon. He believed that love could outlive death.
Finished in a frenzy that reminded me of our last night in Cambridge. Watched my final sunrise. Enjoyed a last cigarette. Didn't think the view could be any more perfect until I saw that beat-up Trilby. Honestly, Sixsmith, as ridiculous as that thing makes you look, I don't believe I've ever seen anything more beautiful. Watched you for as long as I dared. I don't believe it was a fluke that I saw you first.
Thank you. Captain says he'll take you with him.
I want to go with Marilyn.
Go where? Prescient's in the same boat as us. Got no home near wives.
Nay. Not yet.
You think someone's going to hear your prayer come down from the sky?
Perhaps one day.
One day ain't but a flea hole.
Yay, and fleas ain't so easy to rid.
I believe there is another world waiting for us, Sixsmith. A better world. And I'll be waiting for you there.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, thank you. I'm looking for a friend who came to Eden.
I believe we do not stay dead long. Find me beneath the Corsican stars where we first kissed. Yours eternally. R.F.
Correct.
Would you say that you loved him?
Yes, I do.
Do you mean you are still in love with him?
I mean that I will always be. Our lives are not our own. From womb to tomb, we are bound to others. Past and present. And by each crime and every kindness, we burst our future.
You spoke of the consequences of an individual's life rippling throughout eternity. Does this mean that you believe in an afterlife? In a heaven or a hell?
I believe death is only a door. When it closes, another opens. If I care to imagine heaven, I would imagine a door opening. And behind it, I would find you there, waiting.
Did you agree to it?
This is what General Apis asked of me.
What, to be executed?
If I had remained invisible, the truth would stay hidden. I couldn't allow that.
And what if no one believes this truth?
Someone already does.
Recounting your astonishing adventure. Please join us. Get him a chair.
No, thank you. I cannot stay.
What are you doing here? I thought the doctor said at least 3 weeks in bed.
He did, but this couldn't wait. I need to speak with you, sir. Privately.
Of course. Excuse me. Is that contract from Reverend Horrocks?
It is indeed.
Well, you know, I could have sent a boy. Are you insane?
I owe my life to a self-freed slave. And I cannot, in good conscience, participate in this kind of business any longer.
This would make such a good book.
Outside, fat snowflakes are falling on slate roofs and granite walls. Like Solzhenitsyn laboring in Vermont, I shall beaver away in exile. Unlike Solzhenitsyn, I shan't be alone.
Tilda. What is going on?
I've come to say goodbye.
Goodbye? Where are you going?
We're moving back east to work with the abolitionists.
What? That poison has rotted your brain?
Oh, if it has, I highly recommend it. I've not felt this good in years.
Zelda, I forbid you from going anywhere with this madman.
I've been afraid of you my whole life, Father. I'm going with my husband.
Adam.
Listen to me. For the sake of my grandson, if not your own, there is a natural order to this world, and those who try to upend it do not fare well. This movement will never survive. If you join them, you and your entire family will be shunned, and best you'll exist as pariah, to be spat on and beaten. At worst, lynched or crucified.
Just as well. My yawning is done.
No, you heard your granny. Come on, get on with you. Come on.
You like it out here, don't you, Grampy?
Supposing it reminds me of my valley.
Which is Earth?
Yeah. That in there? That blue shimmer. Yeah.
Now, help your grandpa up. Oh, yeah.
Are you gonna tell us about the Wogsome ship? And the big fleet and all the next.
Oh, your Grammy tells the next way better than me.
Do you still love Grammy?
Your Grammy is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Come on here, Grampy. Let me warm them old bones.